Welcome to Everman Reviews, the show where we talk about the little things in life. I am Jesse Kepke, and today I'm going to be answering the question, which cookie is best? Now, I don't know about you, but I've been eating cookies most of my life. They're these little, round, tasty treats that, for me, just never get old. My stomach, because I've gotten older, might think they're getting old, but personally, in my mouth, it's still very much in tune with a cookie. So, which ones do we have to pick from? There's a lot of different ones. There's the chocolate no-bakes. Those are so good. Actually, now that I think about it. Okay, had to take a moment to think about that, but we are back. So let's keep moving with the list, and I'll tell you where everything lands. So obviously, there's chocolate no-bakes, there's coconut, there's peanut butter, there's eggnog logs, there's mint cookies. You know, just think of any Girl Scout box of cookies. There's a large variety. But if we think about it, the three mainstay cookies are oatmeal raisin, macadamia nut, and chocolate chip. If you buy a box of cookies from the store or Costco, those are the three you're going to get. So which one of those is best? Let's say you're at, you know, a birthday party, office party. Which one should you choose? Oatmeal raisin is obviously the most healthiest. At least we would think it is, and it makes us feel like we're eating something healthy. The problem for me, at least, is it's not a very bright flavor. You know, raisins, while tasty, aren't the brightest of dried fruit, such as, you know, dried cranberries. But, you know, the oats are nice. Usually they're pretty chewy, so if you like a nice, soft, chewy cookie, oatmeal raisin is the way to go. Macadamia nut obviously has nuts in there and white chocolate chips. So there is a nice bright flavor, a nice crunch. So those, you know, the nuts really throw a nice pizzazz in there. Also, it's white chocolate chips, which you don't usually see in cookies. So it does throw, you know, like I said, a nice pizzazz to the cookie pile. And last but not least is the chocolate chip cookie, which I think, you know, everybody's mother has made for them. It is the go-to quintessential cookie. Now, I think what's interesting about the chocolate chip cookie is that even though it is everywhere, the only argument people have against it is that it's nothing new. So it's not like it being around makes it less tasty. It's just people are looking for more excitement. You know, it makes me think of the episode a while ago of which breakfast juice was best. Orange juice is kind of that quintessential orange juice, which is always around. But for me, like, the more I drink it, the more it kind of gets tart. I'm like, okay, I've had enough orange juice. I don't think I've ever thought that about a chocolate chip cookie ever. So I think for me, chocolate chip cookie would come out on top. It's going to be, you know, a solid choice. If you're looking for a little pizzazz, you know, go for the macadamia nut. If you're looking for something that maybe feels a little healthy, go for the oatmeal raisin. But if you're looking for just a solid, solid cookie, I would go for the chocolate chip cookie. There is one ace in the hole, however. If you are looking for pizzazz, then I would recommend the M&M cookie. It's like the chocolate chip, but not just chocolate, M&Ms. So if there's, you know, if there happens to be four, or if there's an option, the M&M cookie is the roast beef of my cookie sliced meats. So go back and listen to that episode if you're wondering which sliced meat is best. So there's my pick for the top cookie. Which cookie is best? Chocolate chip, or if you can make it, M&M cookie. All right, join us next week for the review of the best password keeping app.